Today, the Environmental Protection Agency announced a new rule to control mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. The plan delays deep cuts in mercury pollution for about 10 years. The administration says deeper cuts would have hurt the power industry without much benefit to public health. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
One of the justifications the Bush administration makes for not cutting emissions faster is that U.S. mercury pollution is only a small part of the global mercury problem. Cynthia Bergman is EPA's spokeswoman.
Americans are exposed to mercury by eating fish containing mercury, and about 80% of the fish we buy in this country comes from overseas, which means it's coming from countries and waters beyond our reach and control.
U.S. mercury emissions contribute to the global pool of mercury that pollutes the oceans.
U.S. power plants emit approximately 48 tons of mercury per year, but the global pool from all sources of mercury is roughly 5,000 tons a year.
Bergman said the exception is freshwater fish. They're contaminated when mercury from local power plants drops into streams and lakes. 45 states warn anglers to limit how much fish they eat. In order to make this rule, EPA had to assert that mercury emissions from power plants did not have to be treated the way the Clean Air Act usually treats toxic pollutants. Otherwise, they would have had to make much bigger, quicker cuts.
There's some truly tortured reasoning and manipulation of health data in the withdrawal of the finding that mercury is a toxic.
John Walk is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
That relies upon some just almost breathtakingly unbelievable assertions about the impact on mercury pollution from the electric power sector.
Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Claudia McMurray said the administration isn't trying to pretend mercury is not a problem.
Everyone recognizes that mercury is a serious contaminant. It's a threat to children, and it takes a long time to get it out of the environment. And so immediate action is really called for here.
But McMurray refused to support an international treaty sponsored by Europeans to cut global mercury pollution. Instead, she promoted a new effort to get voluntary cuts. Martha Keating is with the Clean Air Task Force.
They have not taken a strong stand in the global environmental conferences and so on, except to oppose formal agreements.
In her defense of the administration, McMurray countered that the treaty would have slowed worldwide efforts to cut mercury pollution because it takes several years to draft a treaty. Environmentalists like Keating also say EPA's new rule takes away the market here for technology to control mercury pollution.
If the U.S. doesn't take the first steps controlling its own domestic emissions, then these technology exports to China and Asia and India, which do have enormous mercury emissions, will not take place.
Administration officials say that neither their domestic nor international efforts will cut mercury contamination in fish quickly. So in the meantime, pregnant women and children should limit the fish they eat. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.